next Kalamazoo Singers concert is our Christmas offering for this year. And that's kind of a funny name. I was thinking of several different names to call this because I've been wanting to do a concert of French and English Christmas music for a while. And so my original one was pretty tongue-in-cheek. It was called At War No More, the music of France and Britain, because we know the history of those two nations has been more of conflict than of peace. It's only been the last century and a half that we've been at relative peace between France and Britain. But I thought that was a little over the top, so I went with channel sounds. So the idea is music from both sides of the English Channel. And so the title of the concert is Channel Sounds, Seasonal Songs from France and Britain. And so we're singing Midnight Mass for Noel by Charpentier, a very delightful, like a mini major work. We're singing one of the four motets for Christmas by Poulenc. We're singing the famous Omnium Mysterium. We're performing three selections from Britain's Ceremony of Carols and three songs from, three pieces from Messiah. So there's a great set right there, and then we toss in several others, some French carols, Il est né le divin enfant, and Quelle est cette ode agréable, and then some English carols like I Saw Three Ships, the Coventry Carol, the Gloucester Wassail, and so forth. There's not much that is particularly weighty. I mean, I think if you would have to say, is there any, like, quote-unquote, serious or heavy or thoughtful or whatever, that kind of music, you'd probably have to say the Hallelujah Chorus is about the weightiest piece that we're performing. But, of course, that's such a joyous celebration. It's not particularly heavy. I think that the audience, our audience, will just love the beauty, the lightheartedness that these pieces show. In particular, people are going to fall in love with a tune that they may not know, which is this Quelle est cette ode agréable. Beautiful, beautiful French carol.
You know, I'm getting the thread of French and English folk song as well, with all these composers. Even the Charpentier has some just folk tunes in it, this mass.
It's very much like that. It's actually what it's famous for. I mean, it's a delightful, sweet, little, lighthearted piece. It is the full mass text, more or less. But the tunes that Charpentier used are either direct quotes or slight alterations or modifications of well-known French Christmas carols of his day. French Noël, that's what they call carols. The English word is carol, French is Noël. And so the whole mass is composed of these delightful little tunes that any person, you know, growing up in France in Charpentier's time, in the Baroque time, would recognize these songs from probably singing them in church or singing them through their communities, you know. These would have been the popular tunes of the day, and then Charpentier put them into his mass as the main melodies. It's just delightful.
It's kind of a genius idea.
Truly.
Well, that sweet genius of simplicity is also present in the Ceremony of Carols by Benjamin Britten.
Exactly. And we're singing three selections from that. We're singing, last year we sang the procession, the chant at the beginning. This year, we are singing the Wokum Yol, which is the big welcoming chorus. And then we're singing the very, very beautiful, stunningly beautiful women's chorus, There Is No Rose. And then we're closing with the closing of the Ceremony of Carols, which is Deo Gracias. So we're basically hitting the big choruses at either end, and then the very, very beautiful There Is No Rose stuck in between.
Now, this concert is Sunday, November 24th, and you're getting a little bit of a head start on the Christmas season.
Yes. the Singers as an organization has decided that we are going to stake our claim to this Sunday before Thanksgiving as our date for our first Christmas performance. There are so many other wonderful musical offerings. Western Michigan's Grand Chorus, the Bach Society of Kalamazoo, and instead of piling up concerts one on top of one of each other, we have elected as an organization to do ours a little bit earlier, right before the Christmas season begins, right before the tree lighting ceremony downtown, right before the Shop Local Saturday, or actually I guess is that the day after? I'm not sure when the Shop Local is, if that's after or before Thanksgiving. In any case, all of these wonderful activities are going on, and so we just love the idea of kicking off the season and maybe being first out of the gate, as it were. And of course, we welcome all lovers of choral music and all lovers of Christmas to come and enjoy this wonderful concert with us.
Do you have any singers taking special solo parts in this concert that you might want to mention?
Well, we have in the Midnight Mass, we have six singers who are going to be singing solos. We have Joseph Sablon, Tim Liggett, and David Wienheist singing the men's solos. And singing the women's solos will be Chelsea Stock, Laura Tribby, and Caitlin Spencer will be singing the soprano solos. We have a few other, like in the Wassail, the Gloucester Wassail. We have several people singing verses. They're all sort of tongue-in-cheek verses about farmers, cows, and horses. And so we have several solos that will be sung about Collie and Broadmay and Philpale and Dobbin, great English cow names, apparently. And the animals are all wishing their master success and prosperity and happiness in the new year.
What do the singers, besides singing, do to support the Kalamazoo Singers organization behind the scenes during the season to keep it strong and going?
We have an active board of directors, which meets on a regular basis, once or twice a month. And we do all the discussing and planning. We have, in the last year, been the recipient of a few very generous grants. I'm actually not sure if I'm supposed to say anything about them, so I don't want to put anything on air. But we've received some great grants that have allowed us to hire orchestra members, for example, for this concert, which is part of our Masterworks series. So we're able to hire a small chamber orchestra to accompany the Charpentier and the selections from Messiah. The board also is active in promoting us throughout the community. For example, we'll be singing at a K-Wings game, singing the national anthem coming up in a few weeks. A small group from the ensemble will be headed out to the K-Wings and singing there. We also are called upon from time to time to come sing for veterans, which we did last year, and we, you know, visit other places where perhaps they can't come to the choral music, so the choral music comes to them, and we share our love of singing and our talent in as many places as possible through the year.
How can someone who's interested in either singing or supporting the Kalamazoo Singers get in touch and be involved?
The best way is to contact us via the website, which is www.kalamazoosingers.org. There is a phone number there as well. I don't happen to have it off the top of my head. That's also where, incidentally, you can go to find out about the season. You can go to find a way to purchase tickets. You can, of course, purchase tickets from members if you know them personally. You can go to the Miller Box office, or you can get them from us via the website. So lots of ways to connect with the singers, lots of ways there that you can find out how to support the singers, either with ticket purchase or perhaps even gifting tickets to other people if you can't come. And there are ways to let us know that you're interested in becoming a corporate sponsor or otherwise. We have many individuals who give sums of money ranging from a few dollars to, you know, thousands from some individuals. So lots of ways to support, lots of ways to check out what we're doing. And I would say that, you know, our biggest gift to the community and the biggest gift that the community returns to us is we perform and you come and share our love of music with us. It's wonderful to sing for big, enthusiastic audiences, and we look forward to this whole season, which we're kicking off here in a couple weeks.
Well, that's a grand invitation. Thank you very much, Rick. Do you have any final thoughts today on your concert on Sunday, November 24th at St. Luke's?
If you love the music of England and France, this is your concert of the year. This is some of the most wonderful, most beloved, and most well-known English and French music that has ever been written and has ever been performed. And it's all coming together on this one lovely concert, Channel Sounds, with the Kalamazoo Singers.
Thanks so much, Rick. It was nice to talk to you again.
It's my pleasure, Kara. I look forward to our next visit.